Joining us right now is Rachel, who is a child welfare case manager. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay, that's Rachel. And Akil is here too. How are you, Akil?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Love the nails, by the way.
It's my thing.
It's beautiful. I love beautiful. The color.
Thank you.
And Akila, you are the mom of how many?
So I have one biological daughter, and I have three foster children.
Okay. And what's that like, being a foster mom?
It's a zoo. It's a zoo. I have children that age in the range of 11 all the way down to 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
So dealing with a teenager and a toddler, mm-hmm. At the same time, there are a lot of similarities, right?
Yeah, yes. Kind of.
They are all wild.
They make a mess.
They make a mess.
Yeah.
They all think that they know what they're doing, and I don't. But it is a blessing.
So how many children, Rachel, are in a situation where they need foster care, let's say in this area?
So there's 7,000 kids in foster care in Wisconsin, and about 25% of those are Milwaukee County.
Okay. Now, do they all have, obviously, you need foster parents, I'm sure, to step up.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. What's that process and procedure like? What do people do?
So people can go on to beakidhero.com and apply to be a foster parent through Children's. And then they would get assigned a licensing worker, go through background checks, and go through a whole lengthy process.
Sure.
And then open their home like Akila did.
And your parents were foster parents, is that correct?
Yes, my parents were foster parents since I was about 8 years old, and two of my sisters are adopted through fostering.
Wow, so that was such a great experience for you. Right, that you just felt like you wanted to
definitely.
Do that.
Definitely. So I knew it was a normality for me, right?
Right.
To come into the house after school and see a child that was not there in the morning. And my mom would say, scoot over and grab another plate.
Wow.
There's a kid that needs our help. And sometimes that would be short term. So it would be just for a weekend. Sometimes it would be years until they would be reunified. And when reunification couldn't happen, that's when my parents stepped in and adopted my two sisters.
And when you talk about fostering, how long have you fostered the children that you
So have? My children, I've had them for about 2 years. I got my sibling set of boys during the pandemic. So it was a scary time for everybody, right? But I knew that God would protect me and my family and my health because I was doing his work. I was helping children who did not have a home and did not have the basic essentials. So I knew that God would protect me and my family from COVID during this time, an unknown time in 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely challenging, but a wonderful experience to open up my home and to learn how to parent differently, because parenting through trauma looks very different.
And I would assume not just parenting through the trauma of COVID, but each child is so different and unique based on where they come from and what they're all about, that your parenting style has to kind of pivot based on who you're dealing with.
It pivots daily.
Yeah.
I'm a transracial family as well, so I have, my boys are African American, and my daughter, my foster daughter, is Caucasian. She's white. So there are certain things that she doesn't grasp that, you know,
yeah,
we
right.
can lean back on culturally.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, girl, get over here. And she's like, who are you talking to? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, baby. You come on.
Well, and
so
then
funny.
You had a biological daughter, and I had two girls first, and then I had a boy, and nobody told me how different the boy was going to be from the girl. So now you enter these two boys into your house, and it's like a whole It is. Mars and Venus.
Seriously, didn't know that boys would go in the backyard and, you know, if they needed to relieve themselves.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, whoa, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. Or they feel like wrestling and breaking things in the house.
Yes, I didn't know I would be a jungle gym.
Yeah.
I didn't know I
right.
would be a climbing tool.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Whatever it takes, right, to just keep them occupied.
Yes.
It's a learning process.
When we talk about the procedure, Rachel, that people have to go through in the process itself, how long does that take?
It ranges anywhere usually from about 3 to 6 months, depending upon all the situations. Lots of people coming into their home just to make sure that the home itself is safe, but then whoever's actually living in the home is going to be able to be safe and appropriate to care for these kids.
Akila, what feeling does it give you? It must be so rewarding. Challenging. You mentioned the word challenging before.
Definitely challenging, but the rewarding part of it overweighs that, right? Like, it definitely, when I see my kids grasp a new concept that they didn't have before, like saying please and thank you, or understanding that in the midst of a trauma, they can say, you know, a tantrum, like, Mom, I need you, or I need my space. Mm-hmm. Before, they couldn't verbalize that, right? Like, dealing, coming from an abusive home or neglect or whatever, they didn't know if I was their safe space. So being able to present myself and say, hey, if you need me in this moment, let me know while you're wilding out and you don't know what's going on. But if you need to be by yourself, also let me know. So seeing them grasp those concepts of communicating and being assured that I am a constant in their life, regardless of what happens, really makes it rewarding for me.
And you can't do that all on your own, right? You need the support from the children's and all of the resources that they have here.
If I didn't have Rachel, I would not be sitting here. Rachel is like my girlfriend. She is the case manager for the boys, but there are times where I'm like, Rachel, I don't know what this is, or this just happened, and I'll text her. Mm-hmm. And she'll be like, okay, great, I'll be there in a minute, or like, give me a second, or I'll just be like, FYI, don't call me, I just want you to know this.
Right.
So if I didn't have Rachel to come in my home every month, not to just check on the boys, but to check on my biological daughter and me as well, to say, how are things going holistically? I don't know if I'd be able to walk this journey the way that I have
been. She's your safe space.
She is.
You're a very special person to be able to take these children in and to give of yourself like that. Are there moments where you're frustrated, moments where you feel like, what did I do? But they have to be totally outweighed by the love that you get from those kids.
Definitely. In the midst of, like, I call them the tornadoes, when the kids are like, the house is a mess and the kids are expressing themselves in ways that I didn't know that they could express themselves. And I'm like, oh my gosh, did I do the right thing? Or am I the right person for them? Because gosh, like, I feel like I can't give my all to them, or I'm feeling so drained. But then I remember, I am good enough. Mm-hmm. I am enough for them in this moment. What they need is stability, and that is what I provide. If I could be a constant in their life and show them what a reasonable, appropriate, safe adult is, that's all they need. The extra stuff is a bonus.
You are sitting in the seat there spewing love. Like, I can see it. Like,
honestly,
it is bursting out of you.
It's pretty inspirational. It really is. You are an inspiration.
Thank you.
We appreciate the time, and thank you so much for opening up your home like that. Rachel, what would you say to parents out there who, you know, moms, dads, maybe they've never had, maybe they've always thought about fostering, but been maybe a little scared?
Apprehensive?
I would say you can definitely do it. There is so much support anywhere in this foster community, other foster parents, caseworkers. We are there to help people that are willing to open these homes.
Thank you for sharing with us. Thank you for being who you are.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to meet you.
You know how they talk about bright lights in the world? You are a bright light in the world.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And I would want to say again, it would not be possible without the resources from Children's. Not only do we go through Children's for my fostering, but my children see their primary care physician through Children's. Their therapist is through Children's. If I didn't have this network through Children's Wisconsin and Children's Hospital, I would not be able to stay afloat. So thank you, Children's.
I just want to tell you, you said you're good enough in that moment. You're good enough in any moment for anybody. You really are. Akilah, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for the time.
Rachel, thank you. Nice meeting you
as well.
Once again, we're here at Children's. This is the Miracle Marathon benefiting all of these families at Children's Wisconsin, maybe your family as well. Make a difference. 414-337-9554.